We're back, everybody. 30 minutes after that, we have on the phone with us this week, Money Lady, because to get a lot of emails about marriages breaking up over finances and stuff, and we get a lot of, and finance is the number one breakup of marriages. Eventually, the arguing over the money escalates into so many things. You don't tell me what to do. You can't spend this. So I invited on the show, Money Lady. Now, we've been talking so far about six myths.
Right.
The 7 years your credit score automatically cleans up, that if you've been late in the past and you've been current now that you cool, that's not true, that if you divorced, that cleans your credit up, that's not true. If you move around a lot, that shows instability, that is not a smart thing to give an authorized user use of your credit. And then the last one I didn't jot down.
You got to get a copy of your credit report every quarter, not just once a year.
Yeah, because so many things happen. Right. There we go. Okay, and I've experienced that myself, so that's a true statement.
Wow.
Also, now, let's get into this part, because for me, as an average thinking person, a lot of times, I like to provide solutions. It's okay to point out the problems, but without solutions, we don't have anything. So now, since we're talking about credit scores, what are the things that a person can do that we can discuss, you know, in a short period of time to elevate their credit score? What can a person do?
First off, a person can pay your bills on time, number one. Just pay them on time. Pay them in advance, not only on time. Pay them in advance. Also, don't close old accounts. For instance, if you have a credit card with Sears and it's 10 years old, that's a good line of credit versus a credit card that you just got with another department store 2 years ago. The older the credit card, the higher your score will be. So don't close old accounts.
Great.
Keep your balances low. For instance, if you have a $10,000 line of credit, keep your line, spend only up to about $4,000 or $5,000. Don't let it get over $5,000. If it gets over $5,000, your score will drop. Now, if you have bad credit already, which most of us do, most of us do have bad credit.
True.
Most people have bad credit. If you already have bad credit, what you need to do is you need to establish three good lines of credit. How can you do that?
Establish three
good lines,
of credit. Now, we've talked about this
on time, all the time.
We talked about this last week, and I found it to be interesting because I've offered this as a suggestion, but you had a different twist to it, and you have a very simple way that a person can do it.
Real simple.
Go ahead.
Credit unions are all around in every city, every town, credit unions.
Even if you don't work for that.
Even if you don't work for that company, you can become a member of that credit union.
Okay.
Go into the credit union.
Credit union, not a bank.
Not a bank, a credit union. Go into a credit union and open up three savings accounts. Give the credit union each account, put $300 in each account. You're opening up three separate savings accounts.
In the same credit union.
In the same credit union.
Now, if you don't have $300, you can use a smaller increment.
You can use $200.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is that you want to then tell that credit union, give me three loans against my three savings accounts that I just opened.
Mm-hmm.
I just opened three savings accounts.
How long should you wait after you open these accounts before you ask to get the loan?
You can do it immediately. You open the account at 10 o'clock. At 10:15, you want a loan.
I sure hope they get to.
And a loan for how much money are we
you
talking
about?
You
want a loan for the amount. So if you gave them $300 for one account, you're going to get a loan for $275. Now, you're going to tell them, I want a loan for $275. So they're going to give you $275 of your money back. But here's the thing. You're going to get a loan for $275, but you're not going to walk out of the door with $275 in your hands. You're going to leave it with the credit union, and you're going to tell the credit union, I know I just got a loan for $275, but I don't want the money. You keep it, and you pay the loan that I now have for $275 automatically. So you don't have to think about making this payment of $24 a month. The credit union is going to make the payment for you.
So they're not going to pay it off. They're going to pay it each month.
Every month. You have then immediately, 30 days after you do this, the credit union is going to report to all three credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. They're going to report to all three of them that you have three lines of credit. And by the second month, they're going to report that you're paying it on time. So your score will automatically increase because now you have three good lines of credit.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be back, everybody.